USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
79 people killed now by the Camp Fire in Northern California. Some good news and some bad news at the same time. Very heavy rain is headed for that area. The Butte County Sheriff, Corey Honey, says,
I think the rain coming could be characterized as a double-edged sword. In one respect, the rain, I think, will help with the firefighting effort.
But he says at the same time, the rain could make it difficult to locate more victims from that fire and also could cause mudslides in that vicinity. A judge in San Francisco ruling that migrants who enter the U.S. illegally from Mexico can still request asylum. The district judge yesterday issuing a temporary restraining order barring the Trump administration from refusing asylum claims. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and/or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
Thanksgiving a couple of days away, but it's already beginning to look a lot like Christmas at the White House.
Tis the sound of the season. President Trump and First Lady Melania kicking off the holidays as the White House Christmas tree delivered to D.C., the president pointing to the tree and giving it a thumbs up. The tree north of 19 feet from a tree farm in North Carolina.
That's USA Radio's Robin Walensky reporting. Church officials in New Jersey say names of priests or deacons who are credibly accused of abusing children will be made public next year. A couple months ago, New Jersey's Attorney General set up a task force to investigate how the Catholic Church in that state has been handling sex abuse allegations. At least 3,000 salaried workers at General Motors likely to be laid off, as fewer of them took the automaker up on a buyout than had been hoped. And this is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
The Washington Post is reporting Ivanka Trump used a personal email account to send hundreds of messages to fellow White House aides and cabinet officials. Her use of the account reportedly did violate federal records rules, and a spokesman for Ivanka's lawyer says the presidential daughter used the private email before she was told about those rules, and she never sent any classified material through that channel. Some White House officials were reportedly worried, though, that Ivanka's use of a personal email account would be scrutinized, since the president has often slammed Hillary Clinton for her use of a private email server while she was Secretary of State. Three Democratic senators are turning to a federal court to try to block new Acting Attorney General Matt Whitaker, President Trump installing Whitaker, after firing Attorney General Jeff Sessions. The lawsuit notes that Whitaker has not been confirmed by the Senate. It was filed by Connecticut's Richard Blumenthal, Rhode Island's Sheldon Whitehouse, and Hawaii's Mazie Hirono. They claim the appointment illegally bypasses Senate scrutiny. And CNN says the White House is fully restored journalist Jim Acosta's media credentials after an earlier White House threat to revoke the credential at month's end when a temporary restraining order expired, a federal judge having ordered the White House to at least temporarily restore Acosta's credential last week. And for U.S. USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.